سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى عن الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected brothers and sisters, in English there is a saying: proper prior preparation prevents poor pathetic performance. Proper prior preparation prevents poor pathetic performance. Alhamdulillah, we have entered the Mubarak month of Sha'ban. And within a few days, the auspicious month of Ramadan will dawn upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us and favored us to reach this Mubarak month. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the moon of Rajab would be sighted, with great enthusiasm and desire would make dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That, oh Allah, grant me barakah, blessing in Rajab, grant me blessing, barakah in Sha'ban, and make me reach the month of Ramadan. So now that the month of Ramadan, month of Sha'ban has dawned upon us, it is necessary for us to prepare. To prepare in advance before the month of Ramadan comes. The month of Ramadan will come with abundance of blessings, lot of rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we are not prepared adequately, then the month of Ramadan will come and go, and we will not gain the maximum that we could have gained. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she says, regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Sha'ban, وَمَا رَأَيْتُهُ أَكْثَرَ صِيَامًا مِنْهُ فِي Sha'ban. That I didn't see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fast more in any other month besides Ramadan than the month of Sha'ban. In preparation for the month of Ramadan, most of the month of Sha'ban, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be fasting. The ulama-i-kiram explained, one was the preparation, but one was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to respectfully welcome the month of Ramadan being such an auspicious month. The ulama-i-kiram have explained, if it's not our habit to fast on Mondays and Thursdays, then the first 15 days of Sha'ban we should fast, and the last 15 days or 14 days of Sha'ban we should preserve our strength for the fast of Ramadan. The ulama-i-kiram explained, this fast before the month of Ramadan is like the sunnah salah before the farz salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that before the farz salah, there is sunnah salah. After the farz salah, there is sunnah salah, nawafil salah. Similarly, before the month of Ramadan, there is the fast of Sha'ban. After the month of Ramadan, this is to prepare ourselves so that when the month of Ramadan comes, it is easy for us to fast and to fulfill the obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us. My respected elders and brothers, in the past, time of our pious predecessors, together with fasting in the month of Sha'ban, the month of Sha'ban was known as Shahrul Qurra, the month of the reciters of the Quran. We are used to reciting Quran in the month of Ramadan. But our pious predecessors, they would not only start reciting Quran when the moon of Ramadan was sighted. Rather, well in advance, at times 6 months in advance, they would prepare for the month of Ramadan. But most of the time, in the month of Sha'ban would be dedicated to reciting Quran, so that when the month would be easy. It was known as Shahrul Qur'an, the month of the reciters of Quran, because everywhere the reciting of Quran could be heard. So much so that some of our pious predecessors, they would stop working in the month of Sha'ban. They would stop working in the month of Sha'ban. كَانَ أَغْلَقَ حَنُوتَهُ وَتَفَرَّغَ لِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. One of our pious predecessors, he closed his shop in the month of Sha'ban. He dedicated the whole of the month of Sha'ban to reciting Quran in preparation for the month of Ramadan. So we also, these are two amal which are found in the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the lives of our pious predecessors. One is to increase our nafil fast in preparation for Ramadan, to welcome Ramadan with open arms, with respect and awe. And together with this, to increase our reciting of Quran. Whatever level of Quran we are reciting, whether it's few pages or few paras, we should increase, step up the tempo, so that when the month of Ramadan comes, we can maximize the usage of the time of Ramadan. The ulama-i-kiram have written, it is the right of the Qur'an that in every year the Qur'an is completed twice. Once out of the month of Ramadan and once in the month of Ramadan. This is the bare minimum. This is the bare minimum. But if we want reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the greatest means of proximity to Allah ta'ala is via the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us increase our recite of Qur'an from now. It is not impossible for us to dedicate few minutes ex-salah, few minutes early. After salah, we stay for few minutes. Increase our recital of Quran. This will prepare us spiritually. One is the physical preparation takes place in our homes. Our mothers and sisters are preparing for the month of Ramadan. But we, more important than the physical preparation, the preparation of the food for the month of Ramadan, is the spiritual preparation. So when the month of Ramadan comes, you can maximize the rewards we take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one very, very important preparation for Ramadan, over and above increasing our fasting and increasing our tilawat of Quran, is to prepare this heart to receive Ramadan. Today we are living in a world where unfortunately daily there are disputes, daily there is jealousy, daily there is rancor between our Muslim brothers and sisters. And as long as this heart is not purified from this jealousy, from this hatred, then the torrents of Allah's mercy will come on in the month of Ramadan, but because our hearts are not purified, we will be deprived of this mercy of Allah Ta'ala. We have entered the month of Shaaban. After a few days will be Shab-e Barat, Laylatul Bara, great night in the Islamic calendar. On that night also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, that person who harbors malice for a Muslim brother will not be forgiven. Such a night where Allah Ta'ala is sending down His mercies in abundance, but a person who harbors malice, ill feelings for another person, will not be forgiven on that night. We will enter the month of Ramadan, our hearts are not clean, not purified, then the torrents of Allah's mercy will be coming down, but we will be deprived of His mercies, because we have not cleansed our hearts. That is why, together with increasing our tilawat of Quran and fasting, very, very important, more important than increasing our ibadat, is to purify our hearts from these ill feelings. In order to sort out disputes, arguments, there is a very important ingredient. This ingredient is of primary importance, but it is very, very difficult. And this is the no one likes to lower themselves. No one likes to humble themselves. But the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, when they were being prepared for nubuwat, they were forced to humble themselves and become shepherds. Why is it a difficult task to herd a flock of sheep? But what it did to them, it trained them, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they will encounter the ummah with all the difficulties, but they will be able to tolerate the hardship of the ummah when they will be humble, when they will lower themselves. Similarly, in order, even if we are right, and the other party is wrong, but in order to gain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Mubarak month of Shaban and going into the month of Ramadan, we have to humble ourselves. We have to take the first step and sort out our matters, sort out our disputes, so that our hearts are purified and waiting to receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with this, my respected elders and brothers, every one of us is sinful. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. Every single human being is a great sinner. But the best of the great sinners are those who make tawbah. This aspect of tawbah is very, very what's happening around the world. Every day, something new is coming about, new difficulty, new calamity affecting the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This should be a wake-up call for us. Doesn't mean that has not affected us directly, that we should take it easy, should become complacent. Everything that affects the ummah should affect us, should be a wake-up call for us, that it just as it affected someone else, it can affect us. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in Quran, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Definitely we will make them taste the lighter punishment before the greater punishment of the akhirat. What is the purpose of Allah sending these calamities, sending these difficulties? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they will return to Allah. The way to return to Allah is to make tawbah and to hand ourselves to Allah. Oh Allah, whatever has happened in the past, oh Allah, I left it now. Now I'm turning over a new leaf. The month of Shaaban has come. The month of Ramadan is coming. How I can maximize in getting close to you? I make tawbah. I ask you for forgiveness. I repent to you. The ulama-i-kiram have written, generally we make tawbah. We say the words of istighfar and tawbah. But why is our tawbah not being accepted? Why is there no change coming in our life? It is because they have not understood what is the meaning of Tawbah. What are the conditions required for the Tawbah to be accepted? So very quickly, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned three conditions in order for a Tawbah to be accepted. The first condition, a yaqla'a anil ma'siyah, that a person removes the sin from his life. The word used in this Arabic line is qal'un. Qal'un is used to uproot a tree, to remove a tut. That the sin has to be removed from our life without any trace left. Total removal of the sin from our life. This is the first step of Tawbah. As long as we are sinning, our Tawbah is not being accepted. The second, we have regret and remorse in our heart for having committed sins. Oh Allah, you have blessed us with everything. We used everything that you blessed us with to go against you. So this regret in the heart, remorse in the heart for going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third, very, very important, يَعْزِمَ عَزْمًا جَازِمًا أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَىٰ مِثْلِهَا أَبَدًا. We make a firm resolution, firm determination, never to return to sins again. Making Tawbah with this thought in the mind, that I'm going to commit the sin later today, I'm still going to commit the sin in the weekend, I'm still going to commit the sin next week, that every day of my week I've got a sin planned. This kind of Tawbah is only lip service. It's not affecting the heart, and it's not going to get us accepted in Allah's court. We will have to make Tawbah with this intention, I will never go back to that sin. All the asbab and means which are leading us to sins, the company that we keep, which is leading us to sins, all have to be removed in order to protect ourselves from sins. So these are three conditions. And the fourth condition, which we'll end off, is those that are sins that are linked to the huquq of ibad, the huquq of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had usurped someone's rights, we had hurt someone, we had made ghibat of someone, we had backbited someone. Then together with these three conditions, it is necessary for us to sort out our matters with the creation of Allah. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, in front of Allah, Allah will not forgive us, unless the creation of Allah forgives us. On that day, no one will be worried about the next person. Everyone will worry about themselves. All our good deeds will be taken away. And if it's not sufficient to fulfill the claims of others, the sins of others will be placed on our scales. We will go with mountains of good deeds. We'll end up with zero. Not only zero, with a negative balance of the sins of others. So may Allah Ta'ala guide us tawfiq. We have entered the month of Shaban. Let us take it serious that we are few days away from the Mubarak month of Ramadan, few days away from the Laylatul Bara'a. How we can prepare, increase our fasting, increase our tilawat of Quran, settle our disputes, and most importantly, turn to Allah in Tawbah, ask Allah's forgiveness, and dedicate ourselves to prepare for the month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala guide us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.